And now from the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News for Wednesday, April 9th, 2014. John Mason is reporting in the Register Star more than 300 students in Columbia County refused to take the recent New York State Grades 3 through 8 English Language Arts assessments administered in public school districts. More than 80% of the objectors were from the Ichabod Crane Central School District. Out of 690 students enrolled in grades 3 through 8 in the district, 260 refused to take the test. Approximately 60 students from the five other county districts combined sat out the test this year. Ichabod Superintendent George Zini said parents in that district are just not pleased with the amount of testing required for students. Students Loretta Salzberg spoke with her mother Karen Schomer about her decision to opt out of the state exams last week during Super Radio Maniac Fun on WGXC.
You opted out, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I didn't do the tests.
Tell us about making that choice.
It doesn't impact your grade, and I don't know, it is a lot of extra stress for me that I feel I don't really need.
Do you know why the tests are given?
Because the state cannot bother to look at kids' actual grades throughout the year, so they need to do a test instead.
Mm-hmm. So you're
look, I can make an argument for myself about this, so let's not.
No, I'm interested in your argument.
Can literally ask anyone who took the test. It's 90 straight minutes of nothing but pressure.
Really?
It's such a high pressure environment. It's like, you know how for most people tests are high pressure?
Yeah.
Well, this is they make a big deal out of it. And you know how even if it's not a big deal, still making a big deal about it will put pressure on you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what they
do. Who makes a big deal out of it?
Everyone. They're literally forced to.
Everyone at the school, the teachers.
Everyone. Yeah. The state, the teachers, the kids. I mean, they have to separate the desks. Everyone goes into separate rooms. It's 3 hours they have to check for phones. I mean, the only thing we're allowed to do is read because the state won't. Even if you opt out, the state is afraid we'll somehow cheat. So we can't even have paper. It's a really big deal. We're not allowed to draw. We're allowed to read.
Okay.
And then it's 3 hours long.
It's an hour and a half.
No, it's 3 hours of our day.
So if you opt out, you just have to sit there and read.
Yes.
In the same room with kids who are taking the test.
No.
Oh.
We go into the cafeteria, they go into the gym.
There were approximately 3,400 students enrolled in grades 3 through 8 in Columbia County during the 2011-2012 school year, according to the most recent data available from the New York State Education Department. Joe Gentile is reporting in the Register Star. Columbia Economic Development Corporation President David Crawford resigned on Monday, April 7th, from the County Board of Supervisors Airport Committee. His resignation comes in advance of a vote by the full board of the committee's recommended runway safety area resolution Wednesday night. Crawford told the paper board chairman Pat Grattan recruited him for the committee to help resolve the runway safety zone issues, and that has now been accomplished. However, he believes there are better alternatives than the one chosen by the committee. He said, "We get the argument we have to spend federal dollars wisely. I think that's a weak argument if we can bring federal dollars to Columbia County." While he did not agree with the final decision, Crawford lauded the committee's work overall. "They brought out facts that people did not consider," he said. Read the full story in the Register Star. Brian Nearing is reporting in the Times Union the rebuilding of the Lafarge cement plant on Route 9W in Ravenna. It will move ahead days after an announcement that the parent company, a French multinational conglomerate, will be sold to a Swiss rival. The project will begin Friday, April 11th, less than 1 week after Lafarge announced the company was being acquired by the Zurich-based multinational company Holcim. The rebuilding is part of a 2010 settlement with state and federal officials to dramatically reduce emissions of nitrogen oxide and sulfur dioxide at plants in Ravenna and elsewhere in the state. Two kilns that date from the 1950s will be replaced by a modern kiln with advanced pollution controls. The new plan is expected to be running by mid-2017. The merger of Lafarge and Holcomb will create the world's biggest cement maker, with $44 billion in annual sales and operations in 90 countries. There are two cement plants located in the state of New York, the Ravenna plant and the Lehigh Northeast plant in Glens Falls. Read the full story in the Times Union. Let's take a look at our weather for today. Mostly sunny, high near 56 degrees. Northwest winds 6 to 11 miles per hour, increasing to 13 to 18 miles per hour in the afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 30 miles per hour. Wednesday night, clear, low around 29 degrees. For tomorrow, Thursday, sunny, high near 65 degrees. South winds 6 to 11 miles per hour, increasing to 12 to 17 miles per hour in the afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 30 miles per hour. For Thursday night, chance of showers after 11 p.m. Mostly cloudy, low around 44 degrees. For Friday, a chance of showers, mainly before 2 p.m. Partly cloudy, high near 62 degrees. For Friday night, a chance of showers, mainly after 8 p.m. Mostly cloudy, low around 42 degrees. And the outlook for Saturday, partly sunny, high near 64 degrees. And for Saturday night, partly cloudy, low around 40 degrees. Sunrise today at 6:22 a.m., sunset at 7:30 p.m. Length of the day will be 13 hours and 7 minutes. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News for Wednesday, April 9th, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Cheryl Kay.